Tablet 3, Worshipping One God, verse 80. Nor would he command you to take angels or the prophets as lords. Would he ask you to become one of the disbelievers after you had submitted to Allah, the family of Imran? 80. Again he says, you should not believe in angels and prophets as the Lord. Angels and prophets both refer to those in pure consciousness who have been incarnated as humans, God-men, or men-gods. It is true that they are God-incarnated, yet only the Lord God is the Father, and you should worship Him. Also, only worshiping one invisible God unifies humanity. Any other thing will bring disunity. Visible incarnation even represents the invisible. Accepting the other religions, verse 84. Say, O Muhammad, we believe in Allah and that which has been revealed unto us, and that which was revealed to Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes, and which was given to Moses and Isa and other prophets from their Lord. There is no distinction between them for us, and unto him we submit. The family of Imran, 84. This verse means, God is one. We believe in him and whomever he sent. However, the scriptures were changed after they were revealed and many things were distorted. So Prophet Muhammad says, we should understand these things and know that there is only one God for all of us and we should worship Him. In later verses he says that it does not matter what you call the Lord God. Any good name you give to Him, He is, because He does not have any name except His sacred divine name, the divine vibration, the Word. He is that He is. In fact, everything in this universe is that it is. Names are only used to facilitate communication for humanity, not for creating concepts and barriers. Surrendering to God, verse 102. O those who believe, be aware of your duty to Allah and be mindful of it, so you would not die but as one completely submissive to Him. The family of Imran, 102. Islam comes from the word taslim, which means to be surrendered or submissive. Islam means those who have surrendered and are submissive to God. Therefore, believers are those who have surrendered themselves to God, Allah. So it is only necessary to be surrendered to be called a Muslim. However, the will of God should be understood first. Then man should surrender himself to his will and do his will, which is to establish the kingdom of heaven within and without. Be mindful means that you should approach the Lord with right ideation and devotion. Not doing prayers and spiritual duties is better than doing them automatically with no feelings. The devotion and reverence toward God should be created. All things belong to God, verse 109. To Allah belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth, and unto Him all shall return. The family of Imran, 109. It is true, all things in this universe were made by Him, so all things belong to Him. The hand of God in history, verse 137. There have many dispositions passed before you. Just travel on the earth and see how evil is the end of those who rejected the messenger's truth. The family of Imran, 137. The children of Israel and the Jews denied the prophets and rejected the Lord God. They forgot why they had been chosen, so the Lord punished them as a lesson for them and others. Read the book, The House of Judah, Jews. He destroyed Jerusalem and scattered them all over the world. We want God to punish everyone right away, but He takes His time. He does it by His own time schedule. It might take lifetimes before you receive your punishment for your samskaras. Immortality, verse 169. Do not think of those who are slain in the way of Allah, righteous war, as dead. No, indeed, they are with their Lord, with a provision. The family of Imran, 169. In the Quran, in the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, and the Revelation, 2:10, in the Bhagavad Gita, 2:32, and in all the teachings of the great prophets, it is promised that those who are slain in the battle for establishing the righteousness, internally or externally, will not suffer the second death. They will be liberated. That is what Prophet Muhammad is saying also, because he who is ready to lay down his life for his ideal has overcome this world and its attractions, and that is liberation. Another point is that the righteous people have provision with their Lord and will become immortal. Choosing the prophets, verse 179. Allah's purpose is not to leave you in the present state. He shall separate the wicked from the good, nor would He reveal to you the unseen. But Allah chooses of His messengers whom He will, and reveals to them the knowledge of the unseen. So believe in Allah and His messengers. If you believe and are pure, yours is a great reward. The family of Imran, 179. Allah's purpose is not to leave you in the present state. So humans will not stay in a low state, but will progress towards perfection or pure consciousness. Nor would He reveal to you the unseen, because you are not ready physically, mentally, and spiritually to know about the unseen. But Allah chooses of His messengers whom He will. Only those who reach very high consciousness will be chosen by God. He selects them so He can choose another messenger any time it is needed. So believe in Allah and His messengers. If you believe and are pure, yours is a great reward. So listen to and understand the messengers and high spiritual people by warding off the evil, which is jealousy and egotism toward prophets and messengers. Meditation, verse 191. Remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying on sides, and contemplate the creation of the heavens and the earth, which make them humbly utter, O Lord, You have not created this in vain, without purpose. Holy You are. Preserve us from the torment of the fire. The family of Imran, 191. Remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying on sides. So love your God with all your heart, mind, and being. Remember your God and meditate on Him all the time. And contemplate the creation of the heavens and the earth. So contemplate the creation. Think about the perfection of this universe. Then you should know that it cannot be by chance. Only those who have a narrow knowledge and a crude mind would think that this universe has no creator. You have not created this in vain. God created this universe for a definite purpose, to bring all to pure consciousness. He did not create this universe in vain. Those who do not understand this will be drowned in the lake of fire of Maya. Preserve us from the torment of the fire.